John, this next principle is so powerful. It's based upon Proverbs 21. Go ahead and prepare for the conflict, but victory comes from God. Boy, what a powerful statement that is.
Right. A lot of people think that life should be without conflict, and they don't understand the importance of conflict. Victory comes from God, and so when people think victory comes from God, they think it's God alone, that God fights the battle. No, he gives the ideas, and then we fight out the battles. And so different people have ideas that come from God and stuff like that, and then we struggle to iron them out, and that makes progress.
That's beautiful. So this is like making our own miracles.
Oh, life! If you don't create a place where their conflicts are can happen, you really stifle progress.
Well, this is going to be interesting. Our Lared business principle: there are those who think that life should be without conflicts, but behind every great man or woman, there are war stories. These experiences have taught them principles that make them wise. They have learned that the victory comes from God. God made us in His own image with the power to create. This starts first through ideas. One idea will stimulate another, and then another, which leaves us with many opinions. For this reason, we don't always agree with each other, because if we grow, it will come from an idea that will form opinions in us. So a major part of our life is learning how to act and react, and that's conflict.
Yes. Yeah, that is conflict. And there again, saying like it comes back to saying like the reason that we have conflict is because somebody gets an idea. And there's such a thought that a new idea is hardly ever accepted at first. And in any invention or something that comes out with an idea, people don't quite understand it, and they reject it. But after it's discussed and stuff like that, it becomes very popular. You know, then that makes progress. So you have to create an environment where that's allowed in your business. You have to allow
give room for people
to give ideas, which gives a chance for conflict. But then you also have to manage that conflict. If you don't manage that conflict, you destroy the business too.
Well, I could see lining people up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As we deal with conflicts and testing, we should become better people. And through them, we discover our strengths and weaknesses. It is very important to recognize that the victory comes from God, for it is through the creative gift of reasoning and choice that God gives the victory. Through this gift, we grow and overcome situations. Now, that's a new thought for me, that actually His miracle-working power comes in our overcoming situations.
That's right. He gives the ideas. See, philosophy-wise, I think that God is not a worker.
Uh-huh.
He's an idea man. He's an inspiration. He gives us the stuff. Then we have to work it out, and it becomes reality as we work it out. But it always causes conflict, and it's right. And through them in here, it says that we discover our strengths and our weaknesses.
Yes, yes.
Which means that without that discussion, without that idea, without that environment that you create that allows certain things, expression, or freedom of speech, for an example, in America, I never understood what to call the freedom of speech. I thought, you know, we should control that and, you know, control the media and everything. But freedom of speech is very, very critical in a society or in a home. Freedom of speech. People should be allowed to express their views, but then those views is what you have to manage, or they'll get out of control, and then the conflict turns into a war. Now, you don't want that. you want that. But you have to allow freedom of speech.
A few questions we need to ask ourselves are, number one, has victory over the conflict made us better people?
That's right. A lot of people sometimes when they become victories, they become haughty or they become angry about life and about themselves, and they think life is unfair, and you know, and because they didn't handle it right. But if they handle it right, they look at it as a progress.
Number two, has it kept us humble and thankful to God?
Some people again turn critical. I mean, and sometimes when they win, they get haughty.
But
we can't get critical. We have to make sure that we don't get critical. We have to be able to look at a person and even have a victory, saying like God gives us the victory. But then we can't glory in that.
Boy, that's
if we do, we will be humbled. We have to recognize that it was God in your favor
that brought the victory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And number three, has it improved our character and taught us a lesson, or has it made us haughty and arrogant?
Right. Winning has a tendency of making you haughty. And if you win all the arguments, you may lose a friend because you become haughty. And that's really critical. Those are critical things to measure, saying like when we get victory from God, let's say that we get into discussions and in conflicts and we overcome the conflict, we may win the argument, but we may lose the battle. Because if you win the argument, you may lose a friend. You
yes.
can't. If you lose a friend through an argument, then you've gone too far. That's not necessary. There is a way of being different and having different people's opinions, and you expressing your opinions without losing their friendship.
That's powerful, John. It is not wrong to have conflicts. In fact, we can't grow or make progress without them, because most new ideas are initially rejected as they conflict with our old habits. Change is not always easy. Some of us never will. That's why we must allow time for an idea to mature, or a conflict will turn into a war and separate us from important associates. Conflicts are the battles we fight in our mind. War is when it turns into hand-to-hand combat in the flesh.
That tells it all. Saying like, conflict is when we argue about things or when we give our opinions and stuff like that. But when we can't control that, when we get angry and mean and insulted and pride takes in,
yes.
then it turns into a hand-to-hand combat. I mean, that gets into the flesh. That's why fights. I learned when I was young that you can't afford to fight, even though I could fight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I learned the value of not fighting, but negotiating. I mean, life should become in negotiating, learning when to stop and when not to stop. You know, I mean it's a balance.
Well,
when to push and when to pull. Yeah,
I can see why that's wisdom. I can see what that it would be a fruit, the byproduct of wisdom. It's okay to prepare for the conflict or war, for without preparation we cannot win. Once a father took his son to a boxing match. The son noticed that one of the boxers knelt down and prayed in his corner. The son asked the father, "Will that help him?" "Only if he is prepared to fight," replied the father. Likewise, we must believe that the victory comes from God, but we must also prepare ourselves as though it will not. And John, I see this as such a powerful principle of faith, because so often we want God to do everything, but that's not the way it works, is it?
That's right. There's a philosophy that Christians have that I differ with, and it is that we believe that since we believe that God can do anything, we want him to do everything. And that is a destructive philosophy. That destroys a life, because God is not so much a doer as he is an inspirer. So what we do is we say, well, we believe and we have faith, and then we don't do anything because we want to say, well, we don't want to get in the flesh.
Yes.
The Spirit always, in order for things to happen, it has to turn from spirit into flesh. Flesh is what works it out. The mind is what you call the spirit, the idea. It will never happen unless the flesh works it out.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that's really critical. Just like that kid said about that boxer. He prayed, and then the kid asked, "Will that help him?" And the father understood that. He said, "Only if he's prepared. If he's prepared, yeah, then it's okay. He prayed, but if he didn't practice or if he didn't prepare, he's not going to win." See, so you gotta pray, but God gives you the victory based upon how much you work it out.
That's
then.
Powerful. We must also be careful when we win, because it is easy to become proud and boastful, and if we do, we will soon be humbled. The reason God humbles us is to teach us something, because he knows we learn more from losing than we do from winning. When we lose, we question God and ourselves as to why we lost. What we learn from this will cause us to grow in understanding so we can improve and win. Understanding is really the byproduct of successes and failures, not just successes.
Absolutely. You know, it says, you know, that we learn more from losing than we do from winning. The reason for that is because when you win for a while, you get the feeling of achievement, saying like you get that feeling, and the feeling of achievement is so good. And then when you lose, you feel so bad. You say, "I'm not used to this," you know. Now, at that point, you become smarter and wiser, because you
uh-huh.
say, "No, I want that feeling again of winning. So why did I lose?" And then we search and look.
Sure.
Then we knock on doors and saying like we knock on God and saying like God, we pray and saying like God, why did I lose? I don't want to lose this. So that's how we learn. So losing is not necessarily. You've not lost it. It means losing sometimes means that that's the next step. You're preparing for the next step. of a higher level.
We should always remember that the victory is God's, or we will have to go through that test over and over again. God wants us to grow and understand. When we are in battle, it's easy to ask God to help us, and we are ready to make all kinds of deals and promises to Him, but we must not forget Him when victory comes. So we should never be afraid of conflicts, knowing that there is a lesson to be learned which will help us in life and make us trust in God. Conflicts will come, but we must trust in God for solutions. This will build true godly character. Then we can tell our own war stories.
I'm sure that everyone listening to this tape will recognize this, that you've prayed already for something to happen, and you were in trouble somewhere, and you begged God, saying, "God, get me out of this trouble. And if you do, I'll do this, I'll do this. I'll help the poor people. I'll pay my tithes." You make all kinds of, you present all kinds of things to God. And that's okay. That's okay. But then when we win, it's so easy to rationalize that and saying, like, well, it was a weak moment, and then not live up to it.
Yes.
And God said, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it breaks your own word. So you hurt yourself. When you make deals and you don't live up to it, it hurts yourself for your future. And that's very, very critical.
John, as we recap, what are some of the key things we should understand about conflict?
Well, it's like that that son that asked the father, will that help the boxer if he prays? That is the issue. The issue is that we should pray and we should believe. Believing is very, very important in life because that takes you on offense because you believe in something. But the problem with that is that a lot of times when we really believe, then we don't prepare. Because then we want to have God work out the details. And that's just not the way God designed things. The believing part is to put you on offense so that you believe you can, so that you get involved. But then we lose track of what you're preparing for something, and we must prepare for life. Don't ever be afraid of conflict, but be prepared. That's the key. You have to prepare yourself, because faith without works is dead, which means faith without preparing for the battle, you will lose. So it's very critical to prepare.